Neil deGrasse Tyson compares trans sports inclusion to segregation, wants athletes to compete based on hormone ratios. By Warner Todd Houston on February 19, 2026. In an effort to support transgenderism, purported science booster Neil deGrasse Tyson says athletes should be categorized by hormone ratios, not gender, which would effectively end women's sports. Tyson appeared on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast when the subject of transgender athletes in sports came up, and during the conversation, Tyson suggested ending gender-based sports. Maher brought up the disagreement that LGBTQ+ tennis legend Martina Navratilova has with Tyson over his support for transgenderism, to which Tyson asked, "Why does she have a beef with me?" "Because you think like guys with dicks should get in the women's swimming pool," basically, Maher replied with a chuckle. Tyson tried explaining what he actually said. "In this emergent space, where you have people expressing themselves on a gender spectrum, and you want to now compete in sports, that is still a frontier to be solved. And I don't have the answer, but I can suggest one, whether or not it'll work. Maybe we don't compete by gender anymore, we compete on hormone ratios. Watch." New, Neil deGrasse Tyson says sports should compete by hormone ratios rather than gender. "In this emergent space where you have people expressing themselves on a gender spectrum and want to now compete in sports, maybe we don't compete by gender anymore. We compete on pic.twitter.com/c3y46sfsbk. Chief Nerd, at the Chief Nerd, February 19, 2026. Tyson went on to give the vague example of a woman who was competing in a women's sport, but because she had high testosterone levels, they wanted to disqualify her. He did not say who this athlete was or what sport she was supposedly playing. This, of course, would necessarily end all women's sports, but would not end men's sports. Men can physically alter their testosterone levels to go lower via drug therapies, but women cannot achieve the opposite to be able to compete in top-tier men's sports. Following Tyson's plan means men would be in the top tier of women's sports, but women could never attain top-tier status in men's sports. Therefore, there would be no women-only sports, while men-only sports would remain intact. Oddly, the science man later claimed that hormones are what control the making of sperm and eggs. "I make sperm," Maher said during the conversation, "and other people make eggs." To which Tyson replied, "That's what hormones do. But no human-born male can make eggs, no matter how many hormones he takes. Just as no female can make sperm, similarly jacked up by drug therapies." Regardless, Maher fully disagreed with Tyson on completely rearranging society to suit a tiny minority of people might feel they are transgender. This attempt to reorganize all of society around what a very tiny percentage, who again we can protect and respect, we're not pretending that every baby is a jump ball, Maher explained. "Like penis? What the fuck, I don't know, that doesn't mean anything. We have no idea what this child is. I mean, that seems to be where you want to go. I mean, how many people fit this description that we should reorganize sports around?" Maher asked incredulously. "We have men's sports and women's sports, and if the best team in the WNBA played the worst team in the NBA, the score would be 1-0. Tyson then threw the race card, claiming that there was a time when science said that nature proved that black people weren't the equal of whites. "Oh, for fuck's sake," Maher replied. This confrontation between the two over Tyson's rabid support of transgenderism is not new. Maher has pointedly confronted Tyson over the issue several times before. The science hanger-on had also appeared on an episode of HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher in 2024, where the pair began discussing the effects transgender athletes have on women's sports. Maher brought up the case of Laura Helmut, who resigned as editor-in-chief of Scientific American after she attacked MAGA voters. But the mention then prompted Maher to discuss how the magazine claims that differences between male and female athletes are societal rather than biological. Maher found this idea preposterous. "That's nuts," Maher exclaimed. "And it sure ain't scientific, and it's in Scientific American, and that's why Democrats lost the election." The two also clashed over transgenderism in 2023 when Maher blasted Tyson for refusing to call out anti-science nuts who support trans athletes. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.